Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Chip Wingo. And myself this morning.
Morning, Vic.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's, I understand the bull reds have moved in a little better, you said?
Yeah, they've started showing up pretty good in the river. And
that's good.
They've been good down in St. Augustine, it looks like, too.
Well, hopefully we'll have a normal year for them, you know, a normal season. I don't know, but I know, what was it? Was it last year? Yeah, it was last year, wasn't it? That they were kind of late missing, you know?
Yeah, it was. Well, last year I did better all year long, and then I did this year, and I don't know what, you know, we talk about the dredging. We always bring it up every time we talk about something slow, but, you know, you got to figure the bottom, you know, if you look at it like a reef structure, you know, the bottom of the river with the limestone and the rocks and everything else that's down there, if you don't have all that growth, then you don't have all the bait. You know, that cycle. So, I don't know. I mean, you know how it is. The water's been dirty. It's been cleaner. It's been dirtier. It's been too much fresh. I mean, I bought shrimp the other day, and they lasted about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I don't even want to use shrimp right
now. That's a good thing of getting, of having a keep alive pump in your well where you don't have to pump water in. You know, whenever you get the water that you get the shrimp in from the bait shop, and keep that water. Don't you know, pump in water out of the river. You keep them a whole lot longer.
Well, that's what I did. You know, I had a big air. I've got a big aerator bucket. The problem was, is they're soft. They're local shrimp. They're real. Real sensitive.
I hate them when they're soft because you go to cast them out and half of them flip off, you know.
That's why I love the fish bites on there. At least the fish bites is still there. There might be a little piece of a tail left on there. No, I tarpon fished all week pretty much for the smaller fish inshore. And, man, you talk about aggravating.
Oh, really?
Oh, we jumped them. We, you know, they missed the baits. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, we were on a lot of them, but they weren't cooperating as well as I would have liked.
You know, it's funny. It's, you know, you go out there sometimes to target tarpon, and you can watch them roll around the boat for like 2 hours. And it's like, you know, a friend of mine went out there, was fishing for mangrove snapper, hit the jetty, hooked a major tarpon.
Nice.
Got three jumps out of him. And it's like, he said he was a big boy. I'm like, yeah, fishing for mangroves.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we saw fish anywhere from 15 pounds up to 70, 80 pounds and all through the intercoastal feeding fish, not just rolling. These fish were actually actively feeding.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
We had one that was, we sat there and watched knock a bait out of the water probably five times and never stuck. You know, he never caught it. We had him knocking our baits out. I had a guy on the boat, I think it was Monday, and we had some bites. We'd never got to stick one. He went the next day. Luckily for him, he fished with Kevin Favor the next day and caught a big one off on the beach. But it's been kind of strange. But after watching all the bait for the last week, 2 weeks, they're about to blow up. They're about to – the mullet run is about to start. I mean, you can see – you know how you see it staging and you see them starting to move. And I don't know whether this – weather we have will help that, but if we get a nor'easter even for a day or a big, you know, storm or something, they're gonna pile out, I think. So, and I'm ready for that,
and we might wind up when this hurricane goes through, you know, it's going to turn to the right after it hits land. We might get a nor'easter out of that.
I'm hoping we have some kind of blow for a day or two and get them fired up, because the mullet run is my favorite time of the year. I mean, everything from big jacks, big reds, tarpon, sharks, big bluefish. You know, I say big bluefish, but everything goes crazy on them.
Yeah, you know, normally, like when we'd go out there for the big jacks and stuff, it'd be the end of October, you know, November sometimes, depending on the mullet run, you know, how much it was. But you could go out there sometimes. I mean, the mullet's so thick at the surface of the water. It's amazing because I like to just ease into it with the boat, and people are just amazed. They look around the boat, and they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You can throw a five-gallon bucket out there and scoop up a whole bucket full of them.
I tell you the truth, I would hate to throw a cast net on them. Because they're not little.
No.
You know, it's like you couldn't pick it up. There's no way you could pick it up.
I think the funniest thing I ever did was we were fishing a kingfish tournament. I threw into a pod and had two jacks, big jacks in the net.
Oh, man.
It pulled me off the boat. I kind of nonchalantly went pulling it back in the rock of the boat. I went bloop right in the water. I looked up.
Something you're not expecting.
Yeah, that bow's a lot higher on those on that contender I was on, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it's starting to turn. You can see it, you know, and you know, pretty much all week I focused just on tarpon, and then also I fished yesterday. I did a full day yesterday, and we we ran south. Get there, first cast, lightning. I'm like, all right, we're done here. So we ran back up and we watched it, and we sat at Palm Valley Outdoors. Had lunch, you know, for 2 hours, and then it cleared up, and then we went north and started fishing in the, you know, the intercoastal, and then up further towards Beach Boulevard, you know, and then went back into some creeks and found some fish in the creeks, and I mean, we're watching them blowing bait out of the water, you know, feeding on everything, and I've got live pogies, live mullet, I've got, I think I had about a dozen and a half of select bigger shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like free lining a shrimp for tarpon also.
Oh, yeah, they'll gulp it, man.
I couldn't even catch a crab. Wow. I mean, it was like, you're like, come on now. So, and, you know, the clients I have had all week except for one are regulars. And, you know, they get all fired up as much as I do every time we see one blow a bait out of the water. You know, and then I had an interesting thing happen this week. I got tagged right in the lip. With a 3/8 ounce jig.
Oh, man.
And it.
The lead part of it?
Yeah. And it was just strange the way it happened. But, I mean, it hit me so fast, so hard, I didn't even realize what it was at first. It dropped me to my knees for a second. And I'm like, blinking my eyes, looking around, and, you know, it's bleeding. And I'm like, dad, gum it. You know, and my client was like, he was texted me probably 15 times later in the night. I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. I'm part of the boat. It happens, you know.
Well, you know, it used to happen a lot more when we used to use monofilament.
Yeah.
And you get caught in an oyster bed, and you'd go try to pull the pole straight, and, you know, and ease it out of there instead of just jerking it. We probably would have been better if we just jerk it and cut it off.
Comes back like a slingshot.
But, oh, man, I was doing it one time. This lady got caught up, you know, so I kind of moved up to the bow away from them, you know. And I started pulling it, and I saw that thing flying right for my face. I turned my head. It hit me right in the ear.
Ouch.
I mean, in the ear. And I mean, oh, God, blood down my neck and everything. You know, it was, I don't know if the hook nicked me or if it was just the lead or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like a little bullet coming at you. And with that monofilament, it just stretched, and then all of a sudden, here it come. You know, but that, I don't seem to have as much problem with that as with the braided line.
Seems like the braid collapses. If you watch it, the line collapses, you know, a lot. But I don't know. Poor Charlie Parker got hit yesterday really bad with a catfish. He told me that it came out. It stuck probably about 3 inches in, and he couldn't get it out. The fish is still attached. Finally, he got it out, but, I mean, he was telling me, I talked to him last night, and he was still hurting.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But it's like,
having it that far, you're going to have a lot of poison in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a nick is enough, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I have those big, long D hookers, but, you know, I had that one fish hit the water and jump back in the boat, you know, and hit that young man in the calf muscle. And I'm like, man, it's like now it's just, I just want to reach out and cut him off, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's whenever you get one in there like that and he's flipping around, that's the only thing you can do besides, because sometimes we reach up to try to grab him, you're going to get stuck in the other hand.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to put him in the net because they end up getting tangled up in the net.
Oh, so bad. Yeah, yeah, so bad. 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. Got Lauren in here with us. She helps us out telling us right when you're going to get on. And right when you better get off.
Yeah, right. She's good about that one.
But, yeah, give us a call, 222-8255, and let us know if you can get out there today. Of course, today I'm looking at some clouds coming in off the Atlantic there. And I know they're showing quite a bit of rain coming around 8 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So then it's supposed to kind of calm down a little bit after that. So I think 11 and 12 are showing like 15 and 12%, and watching the radar right now on the TV, that's not looking too good either right there. So it's going to come up, come through pretty bad. So if you're going out there now, you kind of watch it to the southeast, pay attention to it. I don't know if there's any lightning in it. I know I saw two bolts of lightning out. Well, not, I didn't see the bolts, but I saw the sky flashing this morning on the way in. When I was on I-95, I could see it like over downtown Jacksonville. And it might have been, a lot east of there, but that's where it came from, But looking at that, I thought, uh-oh, it's going to be raining here in just a couple of minutes. But anyway, it's a little north of us. I see the radar right now, and it's a little north of us, like it's north of 295 even. So hopefully you get out there and get a little bit of fishing done today, but I'd kind of wait a little bit myself.
Yeah, it looks like we have a lot of those little pop-ups mm-hmm. off the beach right now.
Yeah.
So,
and they're showing it, like say, ending a little bit around 11, 12 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have a chance again and later in the afternoon. But, you know, I wonder if this hurricane that's going to hit the New Orleans area, if it's going to throw a lot this way. Because, you know, a lot of times we get that circulation and it drags that stuff toward us because it's showing it going up and then, like, turning to the northeast and then heading across Tennessee, the east part of Tennessee. And if it does that, that might pull a lot of moisture from the Gulf, you know, our way. And, I don't know what the salinity is right now. I hadn't checked it. I hadn't really seen anything.
There isn't any.
That's why I was wondering, you know, with as much rain as we've had, of course, right there where you're at, there's probably hardly any.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
and
funny
that might
though.
Be why your shrimp died. You know.
Yeah, it's funny though because the with that being said, there's so many fish in the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw thinking about it, you know, I'm like I should have thrown out some of the redfish we saw crawling on the banks and stuff like that because yesterday it took a while for the tide to start. But once it started moving, it was flying out. You know, it took forever to move, and then it dropped out really quick. And it wasn't even that low of a tide. I think it was a one, you know, so it was still a high, low tide.
Yeah.
But the fish were crawling down the banks, you know.
And it wasn't even a nor'easter. So, you know, I don't know whether the tide charts are kind of, you know, a little off kilter or what. But I know watching that, it's like not having, you know, the high spring tides yet.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet they have been higher than normal, I've been noticing. And but like today, you got east winds 15 knots, east 3 to 5 feet. It's at 7 seconds. Moderate chop on intercoastals and a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, east winds 10 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet. Light chop on the intercoastal. Monday, southeast winds, 5 to 10 knots. And I don't know. They're showing that wind coming down like that for Monday. I mean, I know it's supposed to – that storm's supposed to hit around 2 a.m. or maybe even before then. And what's with the hurricanes? Do they have clocks or something? I mean, because they all hit at night, you know, after dark.
Seems that way.
It's so bad. I mean, you know, have one hit in the daytime – you know, where you can actually see what's going on and stuff, you know, to kind of help people out, you know, a lot. Tuesday, south winds 5 to 10, and Wednesday, southwest winds 10 to 15. So, and I don't think that's going to be the 10 to 15 increase on Wednesday. I don't think that's going to be due to this hurricane because, you know, when they hit land, I mean, it's just like they take off.
Yeah.
Fast. And, I mean, watching the proposed, I guess, spaghetti lines that you see mm-hmm. and the cone, it showed it, you know, sometime between dark and 2 o'clock Monday morning hitting. But when it hits land, I mean, it's like, you know, 100 miles up by noon the next day. It's like it's so weird. It just hauls butt, you know.
You know, you were talking about the flood tides. I was looking at the charts and – late next week, we're getting into a couple 5.4s, you know, 5.37s, 5.48s, and things of that nature. We might get a slight flood, you know, because the fish were prevalent when we had the floods last week or week before last. You know, it's time, you know. Yeah. I look forward to that. A couple of those spots you and I know up north where all those sheep's head are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I turned a buddy of mine on, Danny, to it. He's a sheephead freak, you know, and he started out by walking them, you know, and he took fiddlers with him, and he used live bait, you know, took them around in a little cup and was throwing live fiddlers without a weight, you know, at the tail and sheep's head. And he said they were still hard to hook.
Oh, yeah.
And then he, you know, kept graduating. Now, he's fly fishing really hard now, but he says he has better luck on a fly. Mm. If you can... It's almost like you have to know when to set the hook. You know, you feel before you feel because they'll grab it and chomp on it.
Yeah.
And if you don't set the hook, pretty much they're going to spit it out.
Well, with a fly, you can cast it better because, you know, if you take an, I mean, you put a fiddler on a, just a hook, you can't cast him nowhere, yeah. You know. And then you put a leadhead jig on there. I mean, you could even put the 16th, but it's going to hit the water pretty good. And yeah. When they're up there on the flooded grass like that, you know, they're not used to any noise splashing that much.
Yeah, that hard.
Know? Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the I've caught a couple of them on fly. I think I've only caught three on fly. Mm. And Larry Minyard made this one of the best flies I've ever seen, the fingernail fly.
Oh, yeah?
And that fly, it looks like a little – it's made out of a fingernail.
Yeah.
But it has – it's perfect. And they when they bite it, usually you'll hook them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's – I think Bob Morris makes a fly that's good for him, too. It's black. There's, you know, a couple guys that make them, but there's nothing like getting out of the boat, but, you know, and stalking up on them and throwing the fly at them. And, but I've gotten to where I don't even get out of the boat anymore.
I don't either. You know, you get out and then when you get back in, you got mud. I mean, a lot of times people's got tennis shoes on, you know, and, you know, you do want to wear shoes when you do that.
Oh, absolutely.
And so people have tennis shoes with big traction, and they get in the boat, and then you've got a real mess, you know.
Yeah, it gets muddy quick.
They don't seem to kind of wash their feet off as good. But, you know, that and, you know, I haven't heard about anybody talking about this, but as far as, like, when we used to get out of the boat, I had a friend of mine that was, you know, when I had my little stump knocker,
mm-hmm.
this is before I started chartering, and, you know, I had a 14-foot stump knocker, and I was probably, I don't know, 300 feet from him, and we're walking up there, you know, in a stump knocker. I mean, if the tide goes out, you just drag it, you know, drag it to the water, so we weren't worried about it too much. But he's about 300 feet from me, and I see him just take that rod and just hit and hit and splash in the water, and I'm like, what in the world is he doing? Because, you know, I thought maybe he was, you know, had a fish or something or other right there or whatever, and he was jerking his rod down. And I kept watching him, and sure enough, he's slapping. So I started walking over there, you know, to where I could holler at him. And I hollered at him. I said, what in the world is going on? And he says, I'm beating a rattlesnake, man. That thing's just coming right across the grass. I mean, he was just swimming right through the grass at him, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't hear anybody talk about that. But I've known of a couple of instances that's happened. So, you know, if you're out there walking in that flooded grass, you do want to keep an eye, you know, behind you, in front of you, all that, you know, to the sides. But I know I'd take that ugly stick and beat him.
I remember walking up in some of the flood grass by Chickapit. And, you know, I'm a good ways away from the boat. And you walk through some of the taller grass that might be, you know, 12, 14 inches out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking and walking and walking up here. I'm looking around, and all of a sudden I feel something on me, and I'm covered in spiders. They had all come up on the grass.
Yeah.
Decided to exit on me.
Yeah.
And I don't – most things don't bother me. But for some reason, spiders and I don't get along. Yeah.
And they used to not bother me. Now, I didn't like banana spiders because they'll hurt when they bite you, you know. But I used to hate those in the woods, you know, where you're hunting. But I got bit twice with a brown recluse spider.
Ugh.
And almost lost my thumb the first time. And saw the second one on me. So I was able to go straight to the doctor. I called the doctor, come in the next morning and get some antibiotics and all that. But brown recluse, they say, is 10 times worse than a black widow.
Wow.
And what it does is it actually kills the venom they put in you. It kills the cells around it. And then that dead cell starts spreading. And sure enough, I mean, my thumb was swollen up so bad. But brown recluse, people think, oh, but there ain't many around. But actually, in Florida, you've probably got, in a normal yard, they say you probably have 300 to 400.
Really?
In a normal yard.
Wow.
Because they're in the grass out there and all, but, you know, they try not to bite you unless you pick them up. Well, I picked up some rocks, and I was doing some reworking in the flower bed, and sure enough, put my thumb right on them. But,
ouch.
Anyway, 222-8255, and we'll be back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Residents along Louisiana's coast preparing for what's being described as a life-altering Hurricane Ida, storm likely to bring winds up to 140 miles per hour when it comes ashore later Sunday. Combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including New Orleans. In the meantime, forecasters now say Hurricane Nora has formed in the eastern Pacific and likely to move close to the coast of Mexico. China's defense ministry is protesting the passage of a U.S. Navy warship as well as a Coast Guard cutter through the waters between China and Taiwan. Beijing calls the move provocative and claims it proves the U.S. is creating security risk in the region. This is SRN News.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
You're a facilities director. You're within budget. Life is good. Finally. Then that red light goes off on your pump station. Well, so much for the budget. Get a preventive maintenance program from the pump station pros. Call us. We can help. 904-249-8080. We're Consolidated Utilities, the pump station pros since 1948. 249-8080. That's 904-249-8080.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has provided orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. The kids are back in school, so during the month of August, Boger Shoes is offering buy one pair of kids' shoes, get the second pair for 50% off. Some restrictions apply. Boger Shoes is located in Riverside at 1014 Park Street. Whether you're looking for baby or kid shoes, adult comfort shoes, diabetic, custom, or OTC orthotics, with over 75 years of combined experience, Boger Shoes knows what it takes to make your feet feel better. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Riverside or visit them online at bogershoes.com. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Tonight, possible precipitation and thunderstorms and temperatures dropping to around 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, clear skies with a high near 91. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, possible rainfall and thunderstorms with temperatures reaching to the low 90s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And let's get Jake on this morning. Morning, Jake.
Good morning. Good morning, Vic. What year was your little 14-foot boat?
Let's see. I bought it brand new about five years before I started chartering, which was 25, 26 years ago. So it was about 31, 32 years ago. Golly, man, I'm getting old. So if you're looking at that, it's probably in 1980 or no, about 1985 or so. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the original boat Woodrow made?
No, huh?
It looked like an Orlando Clipper. I have one.
Oh, do you?
It was purchased in 82, yes. It's the Think Much. I still use it when I can get somebody to fish with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, some friends of mine, well, my neighbor, really, when I moved in on British Road, they were air traffic controllers, and they went to Woodrow, and they bought a hull. It looks like an Orlando, the old Orlando Clipper. It's got the, like kind of the tri-front.
Uh-huh.
And they took it back, and then they reworked it, and they put in like a rod rack, a live well, and a deck up front. Yeah, I've had that thing from him since 2000. Fantastic little boat.
And so it doesn't look like the regular stump knocker?
No, no, like what this comes to the point.
Uh-huh.
No, it looks like an Orlando Clipper, really. You remember that? Kind of had the tri-front?
Yeah, so just the front of it does. How about the inside of it?
Well, the inside of it, see, they bought the hull.
Yeah.
And they they took it, and they put in the rod box on the left, live well. And then the deck in the front.
And how long is it? How big is it?
14 foot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the funny story to that, they fished with that boat for 14 years. And then one day they got stopped, and they were checking the serial number and everything, and they didn't have one.
Uh-oh.
They had to take it back to Woodrow, and he had to stamp a serial number on it.
Wow.
So it was fun. Now, what I asked, a couple of years back, I asked you if you knew anybody that could help me so I could use my boat and fish.
Uh-huh.
You linked me up with a guy that was around the 103rd Street area. I've never caught so many fish in all my life with him, but now he's going through like a crisis, and I haven't been able to get out.
Oh, man.
I'm still looking for somebody that can just back me into the water.
Yeah.
It's a cool little boat. It's old, but I've got like a 25-horse Tahutsi, and it runs good.
Well, I'm gonna write your name or number down here too, because I've got it up on the screen. And I might know somebody. He's not in Jacksonville, but he's just out of town, and he's fished with me a lot. And but his name's Doug, or he goes by Douglas or whatever. But anyway, in case he calls you, and I'll get him to call you and talk to you, because you know, he calls me every once in a while, talks about surf fishing because he doesn't have a boat. But, you know, he might be able to work it out with you.
Yeah. I even tried to surf fish. I bought trying to get a scooter or something so I could go out. I'm crippled. I have to walk with a cane.
Yes, sir.
And I went through all that and found out that nuts not allowed out on the beaches. So I don't have a four-wheel drive, so that fishing is out of the order.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything, yeah. You hooked me up with Buddy Wallace. Retired Navy guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that first started making the jigs and everything. Super, super nice guy.
Yeah.
And whatever. If you ever see me out there, it's blue and it says Taint Much on it.
Ain't much or Taint Much?
Taint Much.
Okay, Taint Much. Okay.
Yeah, Taint Much. Yeah, I got that on the back of my little Ranger, too.
Well, so you've got the truck to pull it, and it's on a trailer and all that, so you just need somebody to come out and kind of help you with the bait and gas and fish with you, right?
Yeah, but right now I got my wheels that I pull it with. I'm trying to paint the top of that, so I'm tied up with that right now. But I'll get in touch with you. I'll let you know. I sure could use somebody to fish.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's quite a few people sometimes I run into, you know, that doesn't have anyone to fish with. They're like by themselves. A lot of times they go, you know, well, I don't really want to pay a charter by myself. And I have hooked up, you know, strangers before with a charter, you know, but with a single person, sometimes, you know, people don't, you know, can't afford to go or whatever if they're not splitting it with somebody. But, you know, I always want people to fish. So, you know, I'll try to get him hooked up with you there.
Yeah, charter fishing, I really, man, we got some great ones here in town, but when you're living off Social Security, you just can't do it so much.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, you know. So I'll do that. I'll get with Doug and see what we can do.
All right. You have a blessed day, young fellow.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it a bunch. And that's really good when you call me young fella, because ain't many people call me that.
Well, I'm 83. I think I'm qualified to call you.
Yeah? You sure are.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You too, Jake.
Okay. Bye now.
Little fella.
Captain Leon.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Heading down to the ramp, saved up a coffee.
How are you?
You dragging this morning? Is that 591-8906?
No, it's not. You got my number confused with 614-4989.
I was going to say, it sure looks like 591-8906. How you doing, Leon? Yeah. How's it been?
It's been good, but yeah, I'm dragging this morning, Chip. I mean, I feel like one of them people that fish those kingfish tournaments where they rock it on the first day and they're hitting it hard. The next day they get to that boat ramp and they're just dying. And that's how I feel this morning for sure.
Have you got the boys again today?
I got the boys today and I got them tomorrow.
Lordy.
4 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're pretty fun, except for the banana hammock. You sent me that picture. I was like, I'm going to pass on lunch with them today.
So you,
yeah, they're a great crew.
So you heading out there now. You going to kind of launch it and go out even, or are you going to watch the weather first a little bit while you're at the ramp?
Well, just like yesterday, I said, let's meet at the ramp at 8 o'clock, and we left at 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a beautiful day after that.
Yeah. And it looks like the same thing today. I don't know how much we're going to have, or if we've, you may not even have it there. I mean, this looks like around Mayport and stuff, and you're probably going to fish, you know, Palm Valley, right?
I'm going to hit St. Augustine again.
St. Augustine,
they expressed an interest to go for tarpon today, and I talked to Captain Zach Timmons, and he pointed me in the right direction to go take a look for some 50 to 80 pounders today. So all I need to do right out of the gate is just go find me some bait and salt run, and that'll be a good start. So
are you running down there?
Yeah, I'm gonna run down again. Yeah, I am. I mean, I could drive, but it makes it easier for the guys.
Yeah, I get it. And it also, you can find bait on the way down too.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
So what you going to look for, mullet or pogies or what?
Well, the pogies in the valley are really small.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're small. They're a great bait, but it's just not what we're looking for. The bait that has, and we can't get, that's on the beach right now because of the weather, those have been amazing turbo-sized quality pogies. And in Salt Run, there has been some pogies of the mid-size and mullet also, and I'm going to use those both free lining and with small poppet corks fishing around docks today. And you know, they expressed it, they caught all the overslot reds they wanted to catch yesterday, so I'll just give it a, I just hope it stays overcast for most of the day, you know, so I don't burn to a crisp.
Yeah, tomorrow's when it's going to heat up pretty good.
Oh joy!
Or pretty bad, whatever you want, however you want to call it. But yeah, tomorrow looks like it's going to be pretty much 90 something degrees, and then Monday same thing. But you know, this time of the year when we have less rain, you know, then you and less clouds, and it's going to be that. You know, it's going to be up in the 90s, unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
Like it a lot better when that overcast, like you're talking about the overcast, and you got the. The clouds blocking the sun makes it so much better.
Well, Chip can show you a picture. I'm pretty proud of my redneck tee top I'm using this time of year.
There you go. I got one. Hey, I'll put your number out there, Leon. Appreciate the call, buddy, and good luck today.
All right. Take care, guys.
See right, you, buddy.
Mike, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back.
located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back, and got Mike on. Morning, Mike.
Morning, young fella.
Appreciate you.
Young fella.
I like that.
I made his week, month, yeah. Year.
Yeah, I haven't been called young in quite a while. I won't say how long, but.
that's all right. It's good to hear somebody that's senior enough to call you young fella and still interested in going out and having a good time.
So exactly. Exactly. And also, you know, is able to, and, you know, it's to have the health to be here, you know, at that age, that's great. You know, I know a lot of times he may not have perfect health, but, you know, but at least he's here. I always talk about, as long as you're on the green side up, you know, you're okay.
You got to move. If you don't move, the alternative's going to happen.
Yeah, my dad, let me tell you, when he retired, him and my mom started going, you know, he was like, okay, let's travel. You know, they had a travel trailer, and even in his 60s, they pulled that thing all over the country, even went to Canada. The only state he never made it in was Maine. And so we made plans to take him to Maine, and the last time he was on a train was when he was sent to Korea. He was on a train and went to boot camp for the Army, and then got back on the train and went to get shipped out, and went to Korea. And so, you know, my wife and I was talking about, well, let's take him to Maine, you know. And then, you know, we've had him. He was like, well, no, not yet. And he lived with us for right at 9 years. And I said, look, we need to take you. I mean, you're getting, you know, you're 94 years old now. And he's like, yeah, he said, let's plan on going the end of this year. And then he got sick and didn't make it to the end of the year. So, you know, he stayed on the move, and he would go, I mean, he ate dinner with us every night, but since I worked and, you know, my wife was, you know, pretty sick with the Lyme disease and all, he'd just take his car and go up to Cracker Barrel, and he'd take the back roads. You would never get on expressway. He had a van, and I mean, he drove all the way up till he was like 92 or so, and that's when he stopped driving. But You know, he stayed on the move. I'm telling you, he stayed on the move.
That's great to hear. I'm going to Maine this week, actually.
Wow. I
was up there looking, going up there next this week.
I'd have to take a rod with me up there, but I guess you're going to be working. So.
Yeah. I got a plant that's down, so I gotta go. Yeah, no time for rods. Hell yeah.
So when you go, you just do that and jump back on the plane and come back?
I do.
Hmm.
You know, but I tell you what, it's I've had a whole life of traveling, and you know, the romance is over. It's
yeah.
I'm much rather be here with you guys and my wife, and I just thought the road is just not a place I want to be ever again. I just don't want to do it anymore. But
yeah.
You know, I have to, so. I'm fortunate I get to go some great places. I mean, I have there's hydro plants and a couple wind plants, and they're in some beautiful places. So it's not like when I do travel, I have to go anywhere nasty, except when I got to go to the office.
Hmm. Now, the hydro plants, is all of those, are all of them dams?
Actually, mine are pump storage, so there's a dam adjacent to one of them. We actually pump the water up the hill and let it go during the day, during the peaks. I could get into that whole design, but that's fishing show.
But, yeah. Hey, has to do with water.
the one is really cool. It's actually right on the Allegheny River up in western Pennsylvania, and beautiful dam, beautiful area, just up in the Allegheny National Park and National Forest, I'm sorry, and in Warren, Pennsylvania. It's just, you want to talk about a place that resembles a Christmas train garden. Oh, yeah, yeah. So pretty fortunate to be able to visit those places.
I was always in construction right up till I started chartering. So, you know, I'm always interested in how things are built and, you know, how they operate and stuff. And, sometimes my wife hates it. I mean, I was never a building inspector. I inspected big construction, but anyway, we would go somewhere, and I'm like, "Why is that built like that? Somebody wasn't looking at that. That's not good. That's not right." And she's like, "You're not working there now. Don't talk about it." So I guess she got tired of it over the 30 years I was doing it.
I never get tired of big mechanical stuff. I just think it's cool.
I do too. Yeah, I always watch that. What is it?
How It's Made.
How It's Made, but there's another one now that's on Discovery Channel. It's Machines That Built America. That's a good one. That's really a good one.
See some of that mining equipment. Holy cow!
Oh, I know, man. You could put a couple of my Toyota trucks in the back of some of them dump trucks.
It gets me, like, some of the machines that we have to make electricity. I mean, a low-pressure turbine at a big nuclear plant is, sometimes 18 feet in diameter, and that thing's spinning 30 times a second, 1,800 RPMs. Think about that.
Yeah.
30 times.
Steady, too.
And on the high-pressure side, it's 3,600, so 60 times a second that thing's going around.
Wow.
It's really cool. But anyway.
Okay, back on the fishing. Yeah. When did you go last? Was it last weekend?
No, I actually went yesterday.
Okay.
Had a little bit of a tough week, as you know, and got out of the house yesterday morning and was throwing some topwaters. I guess the only good thing that happened yesterday is, and you're going to laugh a little bit, but there's some bluefish in the in the intercoastal, which I think means the water's cooling down a little bit finally. So that's the only positive that I had yesterday, but really didn't have my mind on it too much.
There's jacks and ladyfish everywhere off St. John's.
Yeah, so the water's cooling down a little bit, and we're going to get some good fishing going again now. I did hear Leon tore up the redfish yesterday, and actually my daughter and I had a good day on redfish last Sunday in the intercoastal. So they're starting to bite again. The mullet are all over the place.
Yeah.
The,
time to flounder fish.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say. And you better get your flounder fishing in good, too. You only got a month and a half of it now.
Yeah.
Before they have a close down season. It's crazy. You know, they're going to close it down. I think it's the 15th. It might be the 16th, but I think it's the 15th of October. And that's when it'll be closed down until the end of November.
Just completely closed, right, this year?
Yeah, except for the commercial guys. They can still catch them all the way through it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know, right? I mean, you know, all these big flounder, I mean, you know, this is going to come in like in October, November. I mean, you know, I guess, I don't know when Chip's having his flounder pounder, but I guess it's before that closure, you know, his flounder pounder term. Yeah, it's usually about the 20th or 22nd or something in October. Let's see, you can't do that now, so it's going to have to be the, you know, the first part of the month, you know, if he's having it in October. Which October's not a bad month. I mean, it's great. But I've always seen some real big ones come out of the river in November. And that's actually when we used to tear them up out there at Mayport Base, you know, on the point and where you can't fish anymore. So they're probably stacked up there, you know, on top of each other out there just about. But
I love to fish the wintertime, actually. It's just there's no, you know, there's so fewer people out there, and it's just, you know, in the weather pattern, it's just nice to fish in that November, December time frame.
Yeah, and the water's cooling down. You got more species starting to bite. You know, your sheephead's kind of firing up a little bit. Your black drum gets a lot more active. Excuse me. And like you say, the flounder, you know, is doing a lot better. It's just, I like it too, because you also have hunting seasons open. So you have a lot more people that's hunting instead of fishing. And then you got football season. So on Sundays, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, a lot of times people are, you know, watching football instead of fishing. And, you know, of course, you still have the regular people that go to church on Sundays and stuff. So it does. It cuts quite a few people out of the picture, you know.
You got it. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And this is, I know what Chip does, so I'm just curious what you do. This time of the year, the mullet are running through, and, you know, it's tough to find the fish to get a whole real interest in anything but mullet right now. So what do you do when you don't have time to go out and grab the mullet before you go?
Well, it depends on what I'm fishing for. I like the mullet for the flounder, now I can tell you that. I like good 6-7 inch mullet for a flounder. And or either that or a big mud minnow, you know. But I'd rather have big mullet, even though they don't stay alive as long. Of course, the fish bites, I hadn't tried those yet. I'll be trying those this year for the flounder. And but as far as like redfish or trout, or what are you talking about?
Sure, yeah. Ever.
Well, redfish, you know, when the water temperature starts cooling down, of course, I'll always keep my crab going, you know, cut crab and fish bites. But, you know, as far as trout goes, sometimes I'll switch it up to topwater, sometimes bomber, and sometimes float fish. We'll talk about that some more, Mike, when we come back, because we got to go for break.
Yeah, I got to roll. So
okay. All right. We'll talk about it more when we come back. You just keep us tuned in, and we'll be back.
Okay. Have a good
day. Thank you.